This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production. And
In that order, yes.
Well.
Is it?
Not so much.
Is it in that order?
No.
What order would it be in?
I would put conspiracies on top.
Okay, conspiracies first.
Paranormal close.
And cults I would last. Say cults and paranormal both at the same.
No, I'd say we do paranormal cults. Way more than cults.
Yeah, we don't do any
way
cults.
More.
When's the last time we did a cult show?
We did the
Heaven's Gate not too long ago.
It's kind of paranormal.
We did the Koresh, the David Koresh.
When was that? I don't remember
If
that
we did five cult shows, I'd be surprised. And we've did five shows about ghosts. Just ghosts.
Okay, that's fair.
So you throw in cryptids and any other weird shit.
Yeah, but it's easy to do ghosts. There's lots of shit to talk about.
That's fair. Know?
So what does he say on the
easy
thing?
Easy to do cults.
Cults, conspiracies.
And the paranormal.
Oh, it's not even in alphabetical order then. So
no, it's just how it flows.
It's alliterative, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's easy.
Not necessary.
No. Easily digestible
cults,
to the
conspiracies
ears.
Conspiracies and the paranormal.
Who is that guy, by the way?
He's this guy we hired off Fiverr. Some English dude.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have done it. For free. You wouldn't have had a hire.
You hadn't developed your accent
cults,
yet.
Cults, right. Conspiracies, and the paranormal. Yeah. Lineupmedia.fm
production. He's not that good at it. Just saying. He's not that good at it.
That's not true at all, mate. I'll just read the emails like it's today, then, eh?
Knock yourself out, Pally.
All right, are we going emails first?
I got two from Kevin to start if you want to.
Voicemails?
Yeah. Okay. No better way to start than.
I agree.
All right, let's start it out.
Let's hear from Kevin.
Uh-oh. I guess I should probably turn up the volume.
Pump up the volume, mate.
Yeah, let's try that again.
You're bugging out.
Hey, what's good?
Hey, nothing.
What happened to the bong
hit? I really got a bad cold right now.
That explains the bong.
Yeah.
That's not going to bong.
Sorry for you, Kev.
Sick as fuck right now. And like, I cracked my rib falling down my stairs the other day. Now I have this terrible...
Pause it. Let me tell you something about a fucked up rib. That's one of the worst fucking things that you can ever have happen to you. I tore the meat away. I didn't even break it. No, I tore the meat away
the
from my rib.
The costal cartilage, yeah. That's actually more common, actually.
Dude,
that's very common.
That was terrible. I thought I was nine.
Can't breathe.
No, can't do anything.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Cough. And I'm breathing. I have to breathe deep.
Ooh.
And like it hurts my rib. It's fucked. Yeah.
Dude, you know I feel what? For you.
I'm sitting here.
Put a little tape on it.
I'm fucking
tape it.
Chugging NyQuil. Mm,
that helps.
I've just watched El Camino.
Oh.
Did you guys watch that yet?
No.
We were talking about that. It doesn't sound well.
It was okay.
But
I gave it a solid 6.5 out of 10.
But if you're not a Breaking Bad guy.
Well, then you would know we need to watch it. It's an epilogue to the.
So it doesn't really make it. Okay. It doesn't stand alone.
No. I mean, you could watch it alone, but like, who the fuck cares about Jesse?
It was about Jesse?
Did you see the end of Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Where Jesse took off in the El Camino.
Yeah.
It shows how he escaped from the whole situation after that. It takes place immediately after the finale.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that. I didn't know that.
It was okay.
I mean,
could have been a lot more closure for a lot of other stuff.
Don't like go home and watch it tonight. Like, don't make
it. You can just watch it.
You can't watch it at home. You're going to have to buy a ticket and go to the theater.
No, it's on Netflix, man. He has Netflix. It's on there.
That's right.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Oh. It's Netflix original. Anyway, Kev.
Oh.
I give it the highest remarks.
He did, huh?
Highest fucking remarks.
Yeah.
Watching the new It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Again, all the new shit is amazing.
Love it.
Now,
have you watched any of the new season?
Two or three of them I've watched. I can't remember the new season.
Have you watched D-Day yet?
No, I don't think so.
Where it's D's Day finally. You've seen Mac Day, Charlie
Day.
Oh,
nuh-uh.
Yeah,
she gets her own day?
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It's a good one.
Watching the new Walking Dead.
It's pretty good.
I'm sitting here thinking, chugging this NyQuil high as fuck on all the chemicals in it. You know, we get these things like colds, a little bit of flu, fever, whatever.
Yes, we
then
do.
We buy these things. Does it really even help? I mean, I don't feel like my
dude. I'll tell you what, I don't feel like
symptomatic treatment.
And anytime I get a cold, and they're always the same for me lately. They last 7 to 10 days.
God damn!
I know it's horrible. Long. I know every fucking time too. Damn. Every single time.
Don't you have asthma or something?
No, not really.
Postnasal drip.
You got to use that emergency.
I use a fucking what is that shit that's like a little like hardcore vitamin
Zoloft?
C pill? No, not Zoloft. I don't know. Zicam.
Zicam. Yeah, yeah. The one you swab in there.
Yeah,
well,
your
you
nose?
Just let it dissolve on your tongue. It's like orange pill. Yeah.
What's the one? Isn't Zicam probably, the one they have a nose swab? One. Yeah, they got a swab.
Do they? I don't know.
That's supposedly, studies say that that does shorten the duration.
Well, we're talking about that. You know, I got 2 teeth pulled out the other day.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
That went fine. I'm fine now.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I'm going to get some shit drilled in there.
Get an infection.
Get some shit drilled in there, and then they're going to put implants on it. Yeah.
Well, are they back ones?
No.
Oh, there it is, yeah. How much are these implants going to cost?
I don't know. I got insurance.
Thousands
of you.
So what they'll do is they take and drill a screw down in there with a little socket.
Yeah, they put the heel and then they put the posts in there and then they have to.
I've totally watched the fucking little animation
get some,
that they made for it.
Bone grass on this side because that little baby tooth that was in there had like dissolved enough to where the bone around it wasn't needed. So right. I got to get bone grafts in my.
Fuck that, dude.
Jeez. Fuck it, man. I don't care.
That's not a big deal. It's just
they pulled these teeth out in like less than like 4 minutes.
Well, yeah.
He numbs me, leaves the room, comes back, and he's like, grabs the pliers. And,
I got him. I can take a toenail off in 15 seconds.
I have every tooth I've ever lost.
I got a couple you can take off for me.
Sure.
They're perfectly fine. But
is that weird?
I'd love to.
That I have every tooth.
You don't want anesthetic, do you?
Except for the ones that mom has. Mom won't give them to me.
So wait a minute. Well, you've lost as an adult?
No, his deciduous.
How many have you lost as an adult? These are the first teeth I've ever lost since I was an adult.
Yeah, you've lost teeth?
Five. I've had to have five pulled.
Anything replaced?
Yeah, two.
With what? Bridges? Crowns?
Just crowns.
Crowns?
Well,
that
didn't get
teeth.
Pulled. Yeah, I didn't get pulled. Not the one with crowns. Canal. The crowns are here in the front where I got hit with that pipe. Ooh. But I had, so these teeth are, they what they did was they like fucking ground them down to stubs after the root canal so that the fucking crowns would go right up on there. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Symptoms have gone at all. I just feel incredibly high on the fucking shit in it. I haven't even smoked weed in 2 days, so I know it's the fucking NyQuil.
Really?
Why haven't you smoked weed in 2 days? That's
no shit.
And like, I was thinking, like, it's really like a Brave New World. They just keep every motherfucker on the planet high as fuck.
Yeah, what is that drug they use? Is it Soma? Isn't that what they used in Brave New World?
It's a muscle relaxer.
But it is, but I think that's where they got it. Wasn't that the drug they used?
In what?
In Brave New World. I think it was Soma.
What the fuck's Brave New World?
Right.
You never read this book, Brave New World by Aldous Huxley?
No, sir.
Aldous Huxley?
I have nothing further to say to you.
Aldous Dumbledore?
What drug do they use in a Brave New...
Just can't do anything. I know everyone's already figured this shit out. But, like, I'm just high and thought I would fucking tell you, tell you again. Anyways, cracked ribs are a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. And El Camino. Definitely give it a watch. Definitely.
It was nice to have a little closure.
Fuck out, yo.
Yeah, get a roll of Coban and wrap it around yourself.
What's Coban?
It's like a self-adherent
compression
dressing. Yeah. Used to use it on horses, actually. That's what they got.
I'll tell you what was painful for me is whenever I had that spleen infarction. Now, that was fucking pain.
Did they have to take out your spleen?
Nah.
What'd they do? Did they go
just
in?
Just let it heal. They gave me a bunch of shit, and apparently, I guess it dropped down in size. What happened, I had a virus, and it doubled up in size. And then there wasn't enough blood flow, so it died.
Yeah, so that like tissue dies. Yeah, well, I guess they don't care. The spleen's not necessary anyway. But
all I know is
I want that around.
It was one of the most fucking painful things I've ever been through.
Well, yeah, it gets inflamed.
Yeah,
it's worse than dry sockets.
Oh fuck! Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
So it lasted way longer too. Dry sockets. If you get teeth pulled and you're like you smoke or something to pop the fucking socket.
You don't know fucking pain. No, it's a blood clot. The blood clot.
Right,
you pull the blood clot
blood
out of it,
the socket.
And the socket just dries out.
Instead and there's nerves in there. It's like right
bro.
In your jaw. Oh.
Man, let me tell you what. That's
me and
that's
I got those
bad.
At the same time one time.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we had to have our wisdom teeth pulled like at the exact same time. It was fucking weird. But
well,
yeah.
I'd say a toothache is probably some of the worst pain I've ever felt. And I've broken both ankles. You're off that, but you're off that. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Put in a cast, it's okay.
Before an abscess tooth?
That's what it was.
Fuck, man. That's
what
bad.
I'm saying.
That's bad.
We got another from Kev here.
All right. I hope he's better.
Oh, yeah. And, another update on the ghost in my house.
Uh-oh.
This just happened yesterday. And my roommate was in the bathroom we have downstairs right next to her bedroom, which is, don't tell her, but it's probably the most haunted bedroom in the whole house. Nobody wants to tell her. Anyways, stuff just started fucking flying off the counter. And like, we have like, I have like a bar of soap on the bathtub, and she said it just like flew out of the bathtub at her. And like,
oh, was she sipping on the old NyQuil?
There's no reason to lie about that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm not saying she's lying.
Yeah, don't call her a liar.
I'm not saying she's lying.
Mr. Surreal talk over here.
It's happening, man. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see it myself. Hope I don't.
Yeah.
Hope I don't, right, though.
Peace the fuck out.
Peace out, brother.
Feel better.
All right, DT, what you got?
That would be pretty wild, though, to walk in your bathroom and have
a fuck you mean
bar
that
of soap
wild?
Hurled
actually,
at you?
I believe this one, Everett, you did all... No, this was me answering him, huh? Okay, I thought it's from email from... Wait, let me make sure it isn't one.
Hey, we're getting better about that whole fucking dropping people's names. Things might be interesting.
Okay, yeah, no. This email from Kevin says, Eric and Everett, thank you so much for putting on this show.
Kevin we just had?
No, it's a different Kevin. Fuck me all up. I watched the Nostradamus effect with my wife about 4 months ago and wanted to learn more about it, so I searched for a Nostradamus podcast and found you guys. That was the first episode I listened to, and I really liked it, so I started listening from the beginning, Nick of Time, post-Nick. I'm in the middle of the Nikola Tesla episode right now, so yeah, it's going to take a minute to catch up. I was thinking about a possible topic, but I'm sure if you have done it already. I looked through the titles of all the episodes and found a couple that could have included this. I would like to hear you guys talk about conspiracies that are now true. If you've already done it and you can stop here. We haven't done that, though.
No, what we did was ones that were likely, or no.
No, we didn't even do
that.
We
did the ones that were most unlikely.
Yeah, this
crazy shit might not actually be true. So, yeah.
So what conspiracy, what was this, what started as a conspiracy theory that is now
confirmed? Hey, don't get ahead of ourselves, man. We'll talk about that when we get
there.
I'm
wondering what he's saying.
Did he give an example?
For example.
Okay, good.
All right, that's crazy. For example, if I walked up to a random person on the street 20 years ago and told them the government was listening to all your calls, scanning emails, etc., what would they say or think? Probably along the lines of, you're a freaking crazy person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or if they believed me, they would freak out and feel like their privacy has been invaded. Now, if I walk up to you today and said the same thing, what would you say or think?
We know it's true, yeah.
Well, that's it. Okay. I just think it might be interesting. So, thanks.
Well, that's not a bad idea if we can come up with a few more.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure.
Something that was dismissed as completely
fucking dinosaurs, man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
So I ask him, I say, what's been your favorite episode so far, and are you Team Eric or Team Everett? He said, Team Everett all day. I feel like I'm more like him.
Yep, smart, probably good looking.
I, like most people, have a hard time. Oh, here we go. Here's his critique. I, like most people, do have a hard time when he refuses to entertain an idea. It's hard to listen to because all he needs to say is, I don't agree, but it could be possible, instead of forcing his opinion.
So that was a lot of the older shows.
Yeah,
I did.
He's right.
And he still does it from time to time. And then he will say his mind is open when it's really not. I'll stick
That's
with
true.
Him through thick and thin, though. Eric,
why don't you shut up, Armand?
He said, Eric, turn you off your microphone. For this stuff, man. You do such a good job verbalizing. See, I feel like I don't do a good job verbalizing.
Like that, too.
See, right? I mean,
I agree with you.
You do such a good job verbalizing what you need to say. You also have the ability, fuck you, to have humor and make mistakes. Big deal, in my opinion. Oh, have humor and make mistakes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have humor and we do make mistakes. Yes, it's true.
And all you two are the perfect duo for bouncing back and forth. Love the humor, ideas, and personalities that mesh together so well. My favorite so far has been the 9/11 episodes. I was really on the fence and open to the possibility.
I mean, you did a good show like 9/11 since 9/11.
I know, that being a conspiracy anyway, because there is no way those buildings came down like that. I don't care what scientist you have. The fucker ain't coming down because jet fuel and the red stuff they said he found, which was nanothermite. Weeks of preparation would be required to coordinate a demolition like that. And then when you told me about building 7.
Who's to say it wasn't, you know?
And then you told me about building 7, I totally crossed over. There's no way that...
Yeah, building 7 is the worst
one. Have we established, though, what the purpose of that was? Why do that?
You know, well, so is money and power, Armand.
Armand, you get further when you don't try to ask the why yet. See, we have to ask the why later. You just have to prove what they said.
18 years. Isn't it time to ask the why?
Yeah, but we haven't proved what they said is wrong yet. Nobody fucking...
But that's what I mean... That's where what I would consider the conspiracies, etc., that fall apart. Why? Why would people do this?
Motive?
Right. Well, I mean, there's no motive.
Did you listen to the 9/11 episode?
I've heard Nick ranting about the 9/11 for 5 years.
I know all
the theories. I still don't get a why.
Aside from having the freedom of, or what was it, the act that they enacted after 9/11, I can't remember the game. The Patriot Act, yes.
Yeah.
Aside from that, and then basically gives them full control over everything that they fucking
want. But those buildings? I mean, why not the Sears Tower or the tallest building in the world?
It probably went to the highest bidder, Armand. Larry Silverstein bid $15 million is what he leased the complex for. He did it in 2001, March, and then he spent the next, 6 months reworking his insurance to cover terrorist attacks. And when it fucking happened, he took his insurance company to court and sued him for not one, but fucking two separate terrorist attacks, and one to the tune of like $3.8 billion on a $15 million investment, Armand.
Well, that might make some sense then.
I mean, that's why I'm asking, there's more.
No, if it's like, money, I want to know who's going to make the money.
Right. Well, I mean, that Jewish guy, Larry Silverstein, you know, him and his kids.
That has nothing to do with
well,
it.
Well, it's just, anyway, him and his kids both worked in
What are you implying with that?
He's got money.
Because he's Jewish.
Well,
what does
the
Jewish have to do with it?
Why are you always trying to make me out to be a Semite or anti-Semite?
Anti-Semite, that's what you are.
I'm not at all. Don't listen to him. That's not true at all. These guys are not right.
Don't ever go into his house if you're Jewish. That's all I'm saying. He might not come out.
Yeah.
That's not true either.
How do you run your furnace at home, huh? What's it fueled by? Jewbone.
Jewbone?
A swastika?
Is that what you said? No, that's not true either.
No, Eric's not. He's not an anti-Semite. He's been through. He used to be.
I didn't used to be.
He's a reformed anti-Semite.
He's recovering,
fucking guys.
Rehabilitated.
All right, you ready for another voicemail?
Hang on. I totally crossed over. There's no way this isn't a conspiracy. I know you're a busy man. No, he's not. Most of the time I am.
You...
I appreciate that listener engagement. Just keep doing what you're doing and getting better at it. You have a listener for life. P.S. I'm not a conspiracy person or a cults person or a paranormal person. And you've really gotten me to entertain ideas that I don't believe in. Thank you. Nice.
I'm sorry.
You often hear us make the joke. Okay. Yeah.
It's gratifying that we've turned someone into a skeptic.
Mm-hmm. They started out as a skeptic.
He said he didn't believe in Nostradamus. He wanted to learn more about Nostradamus is what he said.
Nostradamus.
Yeah, that's what he said. So.
That was the name of the episode.
Oh, is that what
I thought
it
was a pretty good episode title.
I got another one here.
Though?
So this is an old school dude.
Wasn't he prescient?
No.
This guy's been here a while. Daniel DeGroft.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking OG, dude.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hope all's well with you guys. I just wanted to say before the book I sent you, fuck Eric.
Yes.
I get it.
Point well taken.
I love all three of you guys, but Everett is the man. I've been listening to the podcast when I get a chance and never have time to leave a voicemail.
You don't have to read this
on your podcast.
Go ahead.
Right, go ahead.
That's what you don't
have to. You should say,
if you're planning a show about what you just read? Yeah.
Oh.
I heard a voicemail about the haunted house sleep paralysis last after show. I wanted to put my thoughts out there. So I also have a fucked up haunting story if you want me to submit it for your spooky episode.
Yes. If he's going into it, though, don't read it because I want to save it for the
Halloween.
All right. This is...
Story of a girl. No,
okay. So... He'll... sleep paralysis, also known as locked-in syndrome, is occurring more and more with people that haven't ever experienced it. Could this be some sort of mental manipulation from some organization? It was first found by neurologist. Thank you. S.A.K. Wilson in his dissertation, but there are cases going all the way back to 1664 where a Dutch physician believed it to be the work of demons or an incubus.
That makes sense. Not a succubus.
Not to be confused with.
Not a succubus. Right.
Here's the weird part. There has been a shocking increase in sleep paralysis since the 80s. I don't know the exact numbers. Maybe that's from increase in stress, more common amounts of sleep deprivation, or maybe it has to do with cellular technology.
It's probably increased CO2. In the atmosphere.
Since cell towers and devices have been increasing in the world, what if they have found a way to enter a different plane of existence when we go to the sleep paralysis, we access this plane and the demons, we are just, he's got it in quotations.
Yes, air fingers. Yes. We see it.
We see are just scientists in suits to protect themselves. What? Maybe that's why we keep increasing the G cell service. Oh, 3G, 4G, 5G. Now they have
I think it's because we went faster.
Are we
going
to do
a show
on 5G? Isn't that supposed to be scary as hell? What the hell is that? Where'd that come
from? I'm just putting something on the TV to have something on TV.
Oh, man, that's a good looking man there.
Nice white teeth.
Anyway, they have now accessed 5G. The more advanced we get, the easier to access the ethereal plane. But the more advanced we get, the public also experiences more of it as well. There have been people that have claimed to embrace their experiences and learn to have outer body experiences, or this could just be all coincidental. It could be hallucinations from our subconscious to rectify our insecurities in our lives, like most modern day neuroscientists say. So that's a far-fetched idea, and unfortunately, I've had nothing to smoke or drink.
rectify that.
He's like, I've been sitting here the whole thing, completely sober.
And caught up this. God damn it.
Yeah, have an awesome time, guys.
Yourself.
Love listening, Dan DeGroff. Thanks, Dan. We appreciate the email, dude.
All right. Bring some more. Give us some more.
That was pretty, I always heard that 5G is bad shit, though, man.
Well, that's supposed, now that's Orwellian stuff, right? And they're going to know everything about you. And
1984, man, big brother.
You've read that.
No.
You haven't read Brave New. You haven't read that either.
Nope. Just the cliff notes.
With you guys.
I know a whole new world, not Brave. A whole new
Animal Farm.
World.
Haven't read that either. Another Orwell.
It's only like 100 pages. You can digest it in probably a couple hours.
Either. Aladdin.
Or read Brave New World, though. I like Brave New World.
All right, here's another voicemail. This is from somebody called Look at Me. This is the only one of the voicemails I actually listened to before today's show. I saw it when it came in. I was like, what the fuck is this all about? Anyway, it's some sort of weird voice synthesizer. We'll see what he says.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember exactly what he says, but here we go.
Hello again, Eric, Everett, and Armand. How are you today, gentlemen?
I'm good.
We are all right, number five.
Yeah, wow.
I hope you are all in good health.
What?
He hopes we are all in good health.
Oh, thank you.
We're all in decent health. I mean,
I didn't get that.
Let me say, no, I am not Lars.
Didn't think
to
so.
To be honest, I was not trying to sound like
he
him.
Does kind of sound like or a robotic Lars.
It's a German accent and robot.
Yeah.
To be confused with him. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Myriad Larvo. And I want to play a game with you.
Fuck,
who is
go.
He?
Miriam Larbo is what it sounded
Miriam
like.
Miriam Larbo?
I don't
go with that.
Something I thought, yeah, that's cool.
Do you like games?
Yes.
I sure hope so.
Halo.
I know I sure do.
Okay, well,
I
good.
Like all sorts of games.
What was that one? What was that movie with Matthew Broderick? The game, do you want to play a game?
You're thinking of Saw, but that wasn't with
no,
Matthew
not
Broderick.
Saw.
You like
no, no,
oh, no, no, war games.
War games.
Yeah, war games.
How about global thermonuclear war?
Right, that's it, right? Wasn't
that
what the computer said?
Thermonuclear war.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Joshua was the name of the computer.
Yeah. It was,
what was
his name? It was the guy's son,
yes,
right?
Dr. Stephen
Strange.
No.
But the ones that
Falcon.
That make you think are the best.
What?
I hope you fellas are rank are the best. But the ones.
Here, I'll pause it and it's a little easier to start back just a bit. Here we go.
All sorts of games, but the ones that make you think are the best.
Wouldn't it be weird if this was a government computer that just likes our show? I'm calling in to play a game.
Oh, okay.
Shit, don't start with us. We'll start with you.
I hope you fellas are ready. I've been looking forward to this for some time now.
Oh, God.
Just so you know, if you are unable to answer a question right,
I will fucking kill you.
In your anus.
Self-destruct.
Get away after being presented with it. Please feel free to leave your answer later on the news feed in your group.
Okay.
I will check in on your group feed if this situation ever arises.
Open book
so
test.
So how about it? Let's put on those things.
Let's go ahead and play.
Yeah, play.
In
proceed.
Caps. Now, listen close to what I say, and answer my question. In the book of Revelations, there were 12 stones that were to become the foundations for the 12 gates on the walls of New Jerusalem. What is the second true treasure? This one is pretty simple, so I don't expect you gentlemen will have an issue with it.
So he wants to know what the second true treasure of the fucking new city of Jerusalem? Some shit like that?
God.
I don't know what to do.
We'll see. From the book of Revelation?
Yeah. And look.
Is it Revelations or Revelation? Revelations, I guess. He's right, isn't it? Revelations?
Revelations.
Yeah, there's more than one revelation, of course.
Figuring
who wrote that?
Out.
Joseph of Arimathea?
I doubt it was Joseph. Was it?
No.
He would have been.
Who wrote the book of Revelations?
Beats me, hold on.
I can't remember.
Who wrote the book of Revelation? John the Apostle.
John the Apostle, okay.
Yeah.
Who was Joseph of Arimathea?
That was his dad, wasn't it? That was fucking Jesus' dad. Joseph? Was Joseph of Arimathea, wasn't it?
No, he wasn't.
Holy shit.
Hold on, let's find out. Joseph of Arimathea. Oh, he's a disciple of Jesus, huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. So, did you find this?
No,
I mean,
it's going to take a little bit of research to figure this
you
out.
You can post it in the group later.
Anybody else out there know? Ask Loire. Loire's on here. Somebody, Donna's got to know. We've got some pretty bright people out there. Somebody's going to know this. So, I didn't know there. What are these 12?
Yeah,
12 treasures?
So I can write some notes about it, Everett.
All right.
And answer my question.
Cool.
In the book of Revelations, there were 12 stones that were to become the foundations for the 12 gates on the walls of New Jerusalem. What is the second true treasure?
What is the second true treasure? So it seems like the first part is irrelevant.
Is the Wailing Wall one of the walls?
Was the Singing Bush
of the 12 sides?
Burning Bush.
No, I'm thinking of the movie Three Amigos. Singing Bush.
On a side note, did you see Chris Hemsworth tweeted that he wants to do a Three Amigos remake with fucking
Rice? I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the 12 stones to become the foundation of the 12 sides of
the wall.
This one is pretty missions for the 12 gates on the walls of New Jerusalem. What is the second true treasure? This one is pretty simple. So I don't expect you gentlemen will have an issue with figuring out the answer.
Please, next time, just use your regular voice. Please.
What is the what?
Second treasure.
The second true treasure.
The 12 stones that are the gates of New Jerusalem.
They were used as the foundations for the 12 gates of New Jerusalem.
Second true treasure. Yep, got it all.
Good luck, fellas.
Good
and
luck.
And remember, I am your anarchy. I am your chaos. Look at me.
Look at me.
Sounds like impending doom.
Well, look at me. Man, I'd not like to hear you like
that
again.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to understand. And I appreciate the effort you went to. That can't be too easy.
But I wonder why you asked that question.
I don't know.
Well, let's... Have you got the answer yet?
Are you going to fucking kidnap one of us? Because I don't want to be kidnapped.
Quiz kid?
Not again.
No, I'm not doing that now. I'll have to do
oh,
that.
Oh, that's for later. Yeah, all right, well. All right,
let's pound through some of these because we got some long-ass voicemails here.
Oh, really?
I'm try not to stop these.
Yeah.
This is Anthony.
Evening, guys, or morning, I guess, since it's 1240 a.m. here in Indiana.
Oh, hello.
It's Anthony again. Yes, I know the state sucks.
It's true.
We're moving on from that.
Yeah.
So, a lot of times I'm listening to you guys in the car. And once I run out of current podcasts, I go back through the catalog.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Well, today, Mandela Effect came up.
Which one?
It's October. It's a creepy thing.
We sure? Which one? We did two Mandelas, haven't we?
Two Simulation.
Which one?
Mandela Effect.
We did one Mandela.
You're not familiar with the Mandela Effect? We have to redo it now for sure.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
We'll get back to this later.
So, let's go on that.
Let's go.
So, aside from all the other interesting theories behind Mandela Effect, the one that really kind of sticks out in my mind coincides with membrane theory. Now, if you're not entirely familiar with membrane theory,
I'm not.
That's the idea that the multiverse or multiple universes, however
membrane
you want to
being
say it,
B-R-A-N-E,
exists
brain.
In layers, much like an onion.
Whenever they touch, pops
but dividing each of
like
those layers, much like an onion, is a membrane that protects one universe from the other as far as
protects, separates, you know,
the probability of changes and all of that. At times that layer can get really thin.
Objection, speculation.
Things bleed out, which is what they think the Mandela effect is. Or what was theorized is what the Mandela effect is.
I mean, one of the theories.
So
most of the theories I hear comes from CERN.
That is two universes that collided at one time. And
right. But it's CERN's fault is what I heard.
But, I mean, what he's saying is the same thing.
Yeah, well, maybe CERN caused the two collisions.
He just didn't say CERN.
You've got to kind of think of it like a radio signal. You know, you can set your radio to, let's say, 95.7, an area that doesn't have any broadcast on 95.7.
Sure.
As you near a transmission point, you'll start to pick up weak signals. The theory I heard was that these memories resonate at your particular frequency. Now, whether that's, you know, a few microhertz off from everyone else or what have you, when that energy is pushed through this membrane, because as we've stated before, you can't destroy energy. It exists and it just transfers. That energy is then picked up by essentially your radio receiver
and stronger?
Supplants the memory that you currently have. So
you're saying is you're picking up your memories from an alternate you.
Ah, because it's on the same frequency.
Right.
Ah, I like it.
There's that. were basically giant radio antennas. Y'all are great.
I wouldn't say giant. I'm pretty small compared to regular radio antenna.
You're pretty giant these days.
I listen to every day.
Don't feel bad about that.
Ball jokes now, do you? Take it easy, and I'm sure we'll
started it.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Thank you for the voicemail.
Turning Marmon's mic off.
I have thanks, nothing Anthony. To add to
really
that anyway.
Fucking
we
got to
do another Mandela thing. You're not familiar with it at all.
I think I've talked. Reignite my memory here
nope,
a little bit.
Nope, we're going to save that one.
I'll read up on it.
Mandela effect's
a
good fucking...
I don't need your stupid explanation.
Berenstain Bears?
Yeah, is it Berenstain or Berenstain?
Pardon me?
The Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears? Which one was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The books, the fucking books, the little children's books?
By the lady, for the kids. You
Stan
know,
and Jan Berenstain slash Berenstain?
What?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, right, fucking hell.
I was reading Charles Dickens when I was six.
No, you weren't.
Garbage.
You're playing your Charles Dickens.
I'm with him on this one.
No, not until I was
He never stopped. He never stopped. All right. We got two here. Looks like a two-parter from Midwest Anthony. Not this. I don't think to be confused with the last Anthony from Indiana.
You don't remember this stuff, Armand? Berenstain Bears for real?
Nah, it looks kind of, I don't know.
How do you spell Fruit Loops? Yeah, we'll get to that later.
F-R-O-O-T.
There you go. Never mind.
O-O-P-S.
He knows.
All right.
Here we go. Midwest Anthony.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Tuesday morning around 11 o'clock. Doing some day drinking like
usual.
Yesterday
or 2 days ago.
Just polished up Canadian whiskey and broke into the bourbon.
Nice.
No, I'm not an alcoholic. No,
I believe you.
I just needed a productive hobby to keep me busy during the week.
I like it.
He's not an alcoholic.
Anyways, he plays about taking up drinking.
He plays one of voice.
I tell you that.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's not a good idea. Who's that ever worked out for?
Nobody.
What?
Go ahead and make another good decision there, Eric.
I said I've been thinking about taking up drinking.
Yeah, why not? Smoking too.
I already do that.
Cigarettes.
Your phone lights on. Anyway, here we go.
Touch on 2 points, and I'll probably leave 2 voicemails.
And you did.
The first point is last week's episode about the paranormal experiences. I'm disappointed in myself. I missed an opportunity.
It's not over.
I caught up. I'm fucking fixing my car on that Wednesday, but I got caught up with that, so I completely forgot to even email you guys. Or
still got time, buddy. That's next week.
Do it. Shoot the email.
3 minutes really isn't a lot to explain 3 years worth of living in a haunted fucking house.
Oh boy, three years.
You know, you could feel free to just record it on a thing on your computer or whatever, and then just email us the recording.
The audio. Yeah. If anybody wants to do that, you don't have to get a long ass voicemail. You want to talk to us? Yeah, there you go. Just make a fucking audio
file. I mean, if you really want to talk to us, you can do it live. Just email me and we'll set it up for the next social show.
Yeah, we'll call it. We're pretty right in.
Pretty open.
And that's exactly what me and my family had did. And I don't know how we did it, but it was horrible.
3 years.
My wife is gifted, pretty close to a clairvoyant. Wouldn't really label her, though, but she's gifted. She sees things, hears things, and sometimes she's able to hear what they have to say. And living in that house was very hard for my wife, and it was very hard for my children, and it was very hard for me. Hardest for them, though, because I was usually at work the most. But they, whatever it was, terrified my kids, fucked with my wife a lot. My dogs hated being there.
Sell the fucking house.
So really, it's a lot to break down into an email, and it probably would take me some time. So if you guys ever do an episode like that again, I don't fucking miss.
Totally next week, man.
Coming up.
I would love to talk to you guys about it. Either
are you in
email,
the chat? You're probably in the chat right now. Hold on.
Because there's a lot. It's a lot that happened. A lot of shit I don't even know if you guys would believe happened, because a lot of people didn't. My sister lived there. And a lot happened to her, and the only people that really believed me was my dad and his wife at that time, and they still do. And even in the aftermath, when we moved about a year ago, we still experienced shit, and we had to fight to get rid of it, to get it out of here.
Well, that would suck.
The biggest thing I'll say to you guys, though, is do not open yourself up to it. I hate when I hear you guys say you wish you could see or experience something. Because
when you
open yourself up,
that's Everett.
There's a big difference between seeing something and then it turning into.
Dude, you know what? I still kind of open myself up, because if there can be any kind of extra like a paranormal experience like that where I can see something that is a life after death, that could change my entire view on life.
What if it didn't leave you, though? What if it tormented you day and night after that just because you wanted
That'd be a bummer. That'd be a real fucking bummer, but I'm taking the risk. I really want to know if there's life after death.
What if you knew that it...
Then that means there's a chance for God and things I've never even thought of. If I can see any one thing like that, it's going to change my entire world perspective.
You're not going to be able to think. You're going to be
tormented. That would prove you there's a God if there were there are ghosts?
There's things that exist that he didn't think previously possible, so it opens the doorways to think about a lot of
things. Makes God much more possible, or a God, maybe not the God of Christianity, but a God possible.
Living it. So just be cautioned.
Well, I think this guy's pretty
just
convinced.
Just be on caution when you
it's a good
say
point.
That shit. But I'll be right back. Got to make a drink.
Right on, man. Right on.
Well, I was just saying, the point I was making, how come they're always bad news? I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a ghost as a good, good influence?
Like a wingman ghost. He fucking...
He brings you chicks and stuff?
Yeah, trips the ladies, or the chick she's always got with her. That's like, home with him, Marcy. Come on.
Yeah, get the drunk ones for us and stuff like that. Man, that'd be great. A good ghost.
I obviously don't want to have like the exorcist experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but this guy's
the power of Christ compels you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you be possessed by somebody cool,
I don't want to be possessed.
Make your dick bigger.
Though I wouldn't mind having an experience like this that could change my mind about something.
Yes, we know.
Life after
I know
death,
what you want. Yes.
Wouldn't you like to know if there's life after death? Do you believe in life after death of any sort?
That's a tough one.
It's pretty easy. Honestly, do you or do you not?
I don't know.
So then
I tend to think not.
Okay, I tend to think not as well.
Yeah, but...
I guess I'm exactly right there with you. You can't dismiss it completely.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. There's a lot of things I think are stupid.
Which is why I wouldn't mind
I don't believe in quantum entanglement either, but it exists.
Yeah.
You don't believe in it, but you...
Yeah, because it sounds stupid to me. It sounds like it
spooky action at a distance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It disobeys too many physical laws, but apparently it exists.
Well, we don't know the laws that actually govern micro-universe.
Yeah, well, it travels up
faster. It communicates faster than the speed of light, which I thought was... impossible
in standard
it happens
physics
instantly,
but we all know that quantum physics and regular physics do not have the same rules.
Quantum physics doesn't make sense to me either.
It doesn't make sense to science yet either.
Join the fucking club, Armand.
That kind of shit sounds even stupider than or more unbelievable than life after death.
Do you ever
it?
See the split video where they got the hole in the piece of wood?
Yeah,
and they shoot.
Well, that I think could be explained.
Well, no, that's
because of the wave like properties of light.
Exactly.
Is it a particle or is it a wave?
Yeah. Well, it's part of wave particle duality. It's both.
Exactly.
Which doesn't make sense either, but.
It is. I mean,
that's the way it goes. What it is.
Yeah. So let's say nobody knows really, because none of the standard laws of physics apply at the quantum level. Just you see them break down. Anytime they do experiments, they break down.
Possibly your soul's at the quantum level then, which means that nothing applies, right? Maybe you can
once you
leave your corporeal body.
I still think that maybe our bodies are pretty much think of it like a projection screen. And we catch what our consciousness is from another level. It's projected into this body. Maybe it existed, but I don't know.
It's like a hermit crab, man. This is my shell. And I'm going to get another shell eventually and just...
Yeah, I mean, we're all fucking spitballing here. Nobody fucking knows, but...
Interesting theory.
Let's listen to the second part of Anthony. Yeah, he just went and got a drink. Yeah. And he's back from the kitchen.
Good.
All right, boys. Back.
Hey.
Mixed my drink.
Dig it.
The second point I wanted to make was about the show you guys are going to do this Wednesday with the psychic medium.
Oh, shit.
Me and my wife seen one a couple years ago while we were going through that horrible shit.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman was very real with what she could do. She separately seen me and my wife, and she told us things about each of our lives that nobody else would know. Not even my wife would know or what I would know about my wife.
Damn.
I'm not sure I want to know that.
It was very emotional and it was very powerful. And I'm a good old Wisconsin man, we keep that shit locked up. And I'll tell you, man, when she started telling me some of the stuff, I started tearing up. And it was specifics. It was specifics about what was going on with my family. Not my immediate family, like my mother's side of the family, stuff that was going on with them that nobody could have fucking known. So there's real ones out there. They exist, but I believe there's more fake ones than there is real ones.
I agree with you there.
So I will call bullshit if I see it in the stream.
Well, that's why I was trying to get out of Maureen yesterday. How do you?
Family is full of.
How do you figure?
Oh, this is the guy that's yesterday. Remember in the chat where he was like, "My wife approves me. Me and my wife. They've seen them. You know what I mean? She's close to a clairvoyant. Remember he said that. Like this is him from yesterday."
But he put this 2 days
and he said, but he said his wife approves, remember, at the end?
Yeah.
brujas and witches and all that shit. So I'll call it as I fucking see it.
Appreciate
that. And the place we went, you guys would actually really love. It's called Shaker Cigar Bar up here in, I think, downtown Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Especially you, Armand. It used to be a Capone era speakeasy.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, cool.
Right downstairs.
Yeah. Has a historic.
The basement is where they used to do all the business, the mobsters. And then the second and third floor used to be like the whorehouse. You know, the second floor was the cheap ones, and the third floor was the expensive ones.
Nah, I think the second floor would be for me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's full of history.
Yeah, I like stuff like that, of course.
Supposedly, back in the day, two Chicago politicians came up and tried to blackmail some of the mobsters.
Ooh, not a good idea.
Mobsters do what mobsters do, yeah, and they fucking
buried them.
Capped both of them, popped both of them,
waxed them,
and buried them in the basement.
Right?
Well,
I could have told you that.
The place used some sort of ground scanning technology. I forgot the specifics.
It's like a sonar thing, yeah. I've seen those before.
And they found what they believed to be two bodies under the concrete slab.
Oh, nice.
So again,
for sure.
This place is packed full of history. I'd recommend taking the tour.
And bodies.
And some of the rooms were used in a movie.
Not a lot of decay goes whenever you get put into concrete, though. It really slows down the process. You're not getting more oxygen in.
I guess, yeah, I would think, yeah. Do you say they were encased in concrete?
That's what it sounded like you said. Let's go back just a little.
I'd recommend taking the tour. And some of the rooms were used in a movie. Ground scanning technology. I forgot the specifics. They told us in the tour. And they found what they believed to be two bodies under the concrete slab.
Under the slab.
So, again, this place is.
How do you get under the slab, though? Like, if you lay a slab down on top of it, they're still encased in concrete. At least half. Dirt on one side, concrete on the other.
Well, you can throw dirt on top of them, I guess.
I guess so.
Packed and full lime. History. I'd recommend taking the tour. And some of the rooms were used in a movie. I don't remember the ones. I'd have to look it up.
Damn it, Anthony.
But anyways, yeah, there's that. But fuck you, Everett, and team motherfucking Armand.
Yeah. Good guy.
I'll delete every one of your voicemails again.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I would. You don't know how many voicemails I delete now. I have a list of people that have pissed me off. About 20% of the voicemails we get, I just throw right out.
What kind of egalitarian?
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's he only fair. Doesn't do that because I have access to the fucking voicemails.
Good.
I never do that.
I bet I'm winning by 20, 30 votes at least.
Probably. At least over me.
A really, really good email here. And I think Armand especially may like this one.
Oh.
So the email's entitled, Sex with Entity.
Oh.
Hang on. Let me look and see if he does
this it. With you guys and me and perversion that everybody.
Is Rick. Okay, yeah. So this is an email from Rick. Hello, guys. I just listened to episode 155, which dropped today. After hearing the guy who said he wanted to have sex with a ghost, I just had to write in and
that's
tell
Karen.
You.
Karen.
Your mic's not right, Eric.
Hello? Hello?
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, after hearing the guy who said he wanted to have sex with a ghost, I just had to write in and tell you what I experienced a couple of times. Now, I'm sure that you'll find this a bit weird once I tell you.
I hope
you.
So.
But I'm going to tell you.
We don't want it to. Yeah, we don't want it to be normal.
So there's so much to tell. There isn't much to tell since there wasn't anything that happened leading up to these two experiences.
Oh God, I remember this now.
And they were the same. In both experiences, I had woken up feeling what I think was a penis in me.
Oh no.
In him.
This is a guy.
It's a dude. It's a Rick.
What do you call that then? It's rape. Not a succubus. Well, it's not. Wait a minute. If it's not a succubus or an incubus, what would it be?
A dicubus.
Yeah. Dick and Butt.
Somebody come up with a name for that.
Dick and Butticus. Dick Butticus.
LGBTQ.
Dick Butticus.
It's the ghost of Dick Butticus. That's what it was.
He's going to be so mad we're making fun of this. Anyways,
funny.
Right. I can't be sure. I can't be sure, of course, since I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Now,
feel
this is
though.
The part that you'll find weird. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. There's another weird part?
Yeah. That was completely normal.
Okay. I'm a male, and there's no physical opening where I was penetrated.
Huh?
So it wasn't the butt.
Where'd
it
go?
For the couple of seconds that it was in me, I could feel a different set of genitals on me. I know you'll probably call me crazy, I can just see you three shaking your heads, but that's what happened. I was disappointed that neither time lasted that long.
Oh, wow. Well, you wanted more, huh?
You got
Did you come or what? Remember that from already?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Gil.
There's just some things you don't talk about. I don't know what it was that he was doing, but I find myself wishing that it would come back.
Do.
And I could have a longer experience. Oh, and I guess I'll tell you my name is Rick.
Yeah, Rick, we got you.
Rick, I hope it comes back. I actually want to hear what happens next time.
Hey, is this right. one of the, maybe Everett,
I'm not
is
kink
this,
shaming.
Is this one of the paranormal experiences you want to have?
I mean, you know what? I would rather see
what
some.
What would you think about life after death then?
I would feel like it was a dream, honestly. I dreamt that there was something else on me rather than actually seeing something. You know, I wouldn't mind like walking out
feeling
the store
something.
And seeing something that was pretty
funny. Yeah, but it wasn't getting pegged per se. It just felt like it was in him.
Did he get like catheterized?
Like he had a second set of genitals but weren't his. It's kind of the way I feel about it.
Well, that was on him. So like, I feel like.
Oh, he's getting teabagged.
Maybe.
No, that's on your forehead, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean.
No, his is like the rubbing.
Thanks for the fiber light, Pete.
He's sword
I made
fighting.
It two shakes for
isn't
the
that what it's called?
He says for the couple seconds that it was in me, fighting. That it was in me, I could feel a different set of genitals on me.
In him.
Yeah.
So maybe he was tag teamed.
It was no. If you read it right, he didn't feel like he was penetrated. It was more like an. It was. Oh, Jessica Hunter in the chat brings up a grip. 69. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Oh God.
That's how the genitals could be on him and then in him at the same time.
Wow.
If he was laying on his back and that would be on top.
Good point, Jessica.
Gravity's working against him. You know what I mean?
I always said we had the most brilliant audience of anybody in podcastdom.
Light Peaches, I get two shakes for the Feeve.
Yeah, for the fiber, you know.
Oh, I get you.
Two shakes.
Of,
yeah, for out of the roach.
Come on down, man. We'll give you three shakes. Fuck it. I'll give you a shot glass full of roaches. You come down here. I got a whole like a double shot glass.
Whoa.
Sometimes
do
I'm
I get
bored.
The same deal?
No, you don't. Sometimes when I'm bored, I'll shake out four or five roaches out of my shot glass and just fucking put them in my bong and fire them up. But other times, I don't really fuck around with roaches. They're kind of like trash to me.
Oh, yeah.
I got probably 70, 80 roaches just laying around.
I thought that's where all the resin was and everything, wasn't it?
It is, but you know, it's easier just to load up another bowl.
Okay.
Rather, or
if
roll
you say
a joint.
So.
Well, Richard, I appreciate the email, and we hope you get what you're looking for.
We hope you get raped again.
Yeah, I hope
Well, no, we don't hope you get raped. We're not going to say that.
Satisfied.
By a ghost.
By a ghost. No, we don't even hope a ghost rapes you at all. That's not even part of what we're talking about.
We haven't determined that it was a ghost.
We haven't, and actually, it's probably not rape.
Not if
maybe
liked
it was
it.
The first time, right? But exactly,
you
I don't know.
It
I
back.
Don't know.
I
you
don't
know.
Know.
We're treading on fucking thin ice with this, okay?
Yeah, but send it to the Me Too movement. See what they think.
God damn it, Armand! This guy's never listening to us again, ever.
Let's pound through this. We got another guy trying to get in the studio here today. Is what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
Well, the other studio's filled up right now.
Okay.
All right, right on.
All right, let's go. All right, next voicemail here.
It's
is
always
from,
fun till somebody gets hurt.
I feel you. And it's from Cameron.
Okay.
By saying
hold on, let's start this over.
So I'm going to start this off by saying this is post episode 155 because you rejects never know what's going on with your emails.
That's
so
true.
This is
rejects.
Most likely for
he's not wrong. No.
155 is Real Paranormal Tales. Okay. So last week.
After the fact, whatever you guys call them. Second of all, fuck Everick and Eric.
Good.
Hold on. My name's not Everick.
No, he got you both.
No, Everick and Eric.
I think he was trying to say Everick. So he gets you Eric and Everett.
After the fact, whatever you guys call him. Second of all, fuck Everick and Eric.
See? He wouldn't say and Eric unless he's double fucking Eric.
Yeah.
He
gets
might
two.
Double
you
fuck
get
me.
One.
Or whatever the fuck their names are. I
how are you, guy?
Man.
So I'm with Armand with.
That very intelligent man.
Foot fetish, you know.
Well, now let's.
And
let's settle down.
I was listening to one of you guys' podcasts a while ago, and there was a thing about people missing in
national
the woods. Yeah, there.
What the fuck are they called? National. Yeah, national. Forests,
rather subdued, isn't he?
And I thought it was interesting because just a little while ago here in Buttfuck, Idaho. There was
is that where he is?
A 6-year-old that went missing, and his parents said he was missing all this, and I don't know if they ever figured it out or not, but it was really like his parents were really suspect for killing him and then trying to pawn it off as him going missing.
Sounds like some JonBenet shit.
Yeah. Have we ever done a show on her?
And
Katy Perry.
I don't know why else. I feel like I had more to say, but I can't do it right now.
You sound high, bud.
But yeah,
no hate on him for being high.
I'm not. I've
been listening for a while. I've never caught a live one, but
you should.
Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesday
sounds
1 p.m.
All right.
Always wanted to send one of these bitches.
Needs a little adrenaline.
Yeah, I'm detecting. Fuck all except Ramon.
Thank you. Except I'm not. I love the guy. I'd like to treat him. I think he's a little hypothyroid.
Always wanted to send one of these bitches, so. Yeah. Fuck them all except for mine.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck the feet.
Fuck the feet.
Oh, fuck the feet?
That's what he does.
Oh, you want to do another email, or I got a Lars next?
Yep.
Oh, God.
This is from oh, wait,
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Okay, here we go. This is from Lucy. Hi, Eric, Everett, and Armand. I think I'm sending this to the right place. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. Team Eric all the way.
Oh.
Team fuck off everybody else.
She sent it to the wrong place.
My uncle, who raised my siblings and I, died visiting us in 2012. He was a hero of a Vietnam vet.
Sorry about that.
Guileless and extreme. What? Guileless? That's a word. I don't even know that.
Guileless? Yeah. Very good.
Like guile from Street Fighter?
Yeah. No, G-U-I-L-E.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's how it's spelled. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know what it means, though.
Guileless means probably honest.
Honest?
Yeah. Guile is...
a lie?
Yeah, not exactly. He's...
Anyways, he was an extreme practical joker. My siblings and I were placed in foster care, and he was basically the only family that came to visit us. My brother called and told me that Roger had not woke up, and it was 1 in the afternoon. I asked if he were dead or what the fuck. My brother didn't respond, so I raced to his house, same town, about 20 blocks away. When I arrived, I saw Roger. I immediately told everybody to call 911 and hide all the bongs. We live in Humboldt County. He had a book in his hands titled Stuff the Amazing Life of the Human Cadaver. Stiff the Amazing Life of the Human Cadaver. So like him, even the first responders couldn't stop themselves from laughing. I laid with him until the coroner came that night. I was also visited by Charlie Horse.
Hey, why don't you put in some punctuation?
One of his favorite jokes. I had never really
Not the writer, Eric. Why don't you pay attention to it?
I had never really seen a ghost or anything before. I believe my uncle did visit me that night of his death. It was so hard. He was my number one cheerleader. He also came to me once in a dream and just reminded me that he was here. Anyways, love the podcast. Love Armand getting high and pegged. Lucy. Everybody wants you to get high.
Everybody except me is going to love that.
I like the name of that book, Stiff, The Amazing Life of the Human Cadaver.
I'd never heard it before.
And the guy died with it. That's fucking great. That's humor.
That's what you're saying. They were laughing.
That's good stuff. All right, let's hit this.
That's irony there.
This is from someone named Lars.
Never heard of him.
Hey, guys. Lars here.
Oh.
So I called today because I want to say about the girl who do the palm reading now.
Okay, yeah.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So did this girl at work, and we're just friends, you know, and she asked me, hey, Lars, you're like so cool. You want to go have drinks? And I'm like, oh, that's very, very cool. Let's go have post.
Do it, Lars.
It'd be very nice. And she say, oh, I'm so sad today. My dog, it ran away. So I wonder if this...
Why is it funny when a dog ran away?
Just the way he says it. It's
just the way he talks, man.
I love that accent, man.
Girl that read the palms, if she know where her dog at.
Oh, we missed that. We should have had this yesterday.
Damn it.
Could have asked.
Because I could be like the hero. You know?
Oh, I do.
You gotta send that to Maureen. Me see if she can get some vibes.
Tell her, hey, I find your dog. Ooh, here it is. Yeah, and she'll say, oh, thank you very much.
And then Ines.
Let's have the post and let's drink.
And then Ines.
That's a very good idea.
I think he wants to get laid.
I just, that's question I have for her.
Yeah.
Another thing I say is for her to tell Armand to do the stand up and show what he have. It's very nice. You know what I say.
All right.
God talking damn to me, it, Lars.
Stand up and show what you have.
Damn, Lars.
Let's see what you got there, Armand.
Not enough.
Well, that's what you're going to go. You and Ocho Man are going to tag team the penis guy.
We're going to go get our dicks lengthened together.
The penis guy. Penis lengthener.
Dr. Peen. Whatever his name was.
Dr. Big Peen. Dick. Dr. Bigger Dick.
Yes. Dr. Extend.
I'm going to hit a couple more of these real fast. Here's this apparently Tyler.
I have one more voice or one more email. Okay. So go.
Oh. My goodness, you guys are just so amazing.
Who's this?
Apparently Tyler.
Tyler, okay.
No, apparently Tyler.
Oh, apparently Tyler. Oh, okay.
I would like to, though. You know what I mean.
What do you say?
I'm going to go back a little.
Can't get enough of you.
Oh.
Can't get enough of you?
I would like to, though.
I would like to get enough of you, though.
Oh, boy. Apparently Tyler. Where's this coming from? Is it in a kitchen or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Washing dishes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to say, fuck you, Everett, though.
Yeah, right on, Tyler.
Yeah, well, I saw that coming.
Why?
Everybody fucks
Everett. Seems like a nice guy.
I don't care.
Hates you.
You sound like Seth Rogen. But you don't have to laugh. And it really bothers me.
Got him.
Like, really, really bad.
I mean,
you're annoying the man. Stop it.
My existence annoys you, and I'm sorry. I'll just kill myself later.
Getting another brain, huh?
I was thinking about it.
Can you cross brains?
Give me one of them brain transplants.
Another verse. Getting another multiverse.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good in this verse.
In the bi-verse.
Anyway, we got another one from Midwest Anthony. He's drinking again.
All right, cool.
Oh, God.
He's on it.
What's up, boys? It's Anthony here, day drinking with my wife.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
She doesn't want to say anything.
Oh, she's just say hello.
I don't know. But she definitely gives her seal of approval to your guest.
This was right after the show.
Yeah. Everything she was saying was pretty damn close to correct or correct itself.
She seemed authentic, yeah.
And a lot of my wife's family members mess with the dark arts or fight against it because they send it at each other. It's a fucking Latino thing.
Ooh. That's to be avoided, right?
But definitely this woman is real. And I found my wife even completing sentences before your guest even finished what she was talking about.
Neat.
So it was definitely a good episode, and it was great to see all three of you, especially Eric, what? Shook about what was being said to you.
Horseshit.
Seriously, it's a...
Everybody thought you were shook. I didn't see it.
It's a surreal experience. Well, having somebody fucking peg things like that.
Peg?
No more pegging, huh?
You know, I've been thinking about it a little bit yesterday about my reading she did. I haven't gone back and watched it yet. I need to.
I did.
Two things that stuck out to me that were kind of weird, and then I'd like to explain as a skeptic. She didn't think I was married. I've been married I'll be married for 17 years, been with my wife almost 20 in 2 months. That's probably due to the fact that I don't have a wedding ring, and I don't have a mark on my hand from wearing a wedding ring. I haven't worn a wedding ring 5, 6, 7 years. So that could explain that. And the other was the compassion part. So I had sent her a nice text before. She, you know, called me compassionate and whatnot.
Why did you send the text?
So she was having second thoughts about coming on. One of her friends.
I asked you to send her a text message. I said, no, no, actually, you contact me. Let me get her contact.
Yeah, because Eric said she's having second thoughts. So I sent her a message. Any which way, I was real nice about it. And I figured maybe she took the compassion out of that because I was trying to put her at ease for coming on the show. So that's how logically I was trying to assign what she was saying about me from what she knows about me. But I mean, I don't know.
She said you were an independent. My wife, so she kind of extrapolated that to think that, you know.
I felt like if it would have been, Everett and I should have been.
My wife thought she was pretty right on, though.
Really? So,
well, there you go. Well, I have to say, I got that Death in the Maiden card, and I'm the only guy I know that has had two girlfriends that I've had a serious relationship with, and they both died.
Did you kill them? Just for the record, let's get it out of the way.
I was completely innocent.
Okay, good.
I was not, I was thousands of miles away. Innocent.
They never got a conviction on that.
Never, no conviction. Understood. Exactly. Okay.
So I felt meeting my wife. Because of how she pegged things. So,
not that kind of peg.
Wow.
A great episode.
Thank you.
We enjoyed
it. Don't discount any of the shit she said.
I'm not discounting. I want to have her back. I want to do some palm readings. I want to talk auras. I want to do all that stuff. So, I mean, whether or not she was close enough on our readings, whatever. You know, that's subjective. But
I feel like I could, I don't know, man. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, I feel you. Anyway.
Another thing is, too, is I was trying to ask in chat. My wife made a comment that she can tell that this woman is self-taught.
Oh, I thought she took classes.
And it's not a bad thing, but a lot of people grow up like that. And it's once you shut yourself away from that ability, what you're seeing and what you're feeling, it's hard to open that back up. And my wife had helped me open my, I guess you could say, quote unquote, third eye back open. So, again, 3 minutes is never enough for any of this shit. I'd love to just sit and fucking have a beer with you guys, but...
Oh, that'd be great.
Take the drive. It's only about 7-8 hours from
Milwaukee. Where's he, Wisconsin?
Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee. Well, if I take my offer, I'll be up there.
I don't know if you know this, but that's Algonquin for the good land.
The good, yes.
Ah, very good. I didn't know that.
Come on, guys. Later.
Later, man.
Later, man. It's from the movie Wayne's World. You ever saw that?
Alice Cooper.
They go backstage at the Alice Cooper concert. And they're like... And he just like blows away their expectations of who Alice Cooper is. And he's like this people have been coming to Milwaukee since the 1600s. In fact, it's actually pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for
who says this? Alice Cooper.
So good.
What's his real name? Vincent Furrier?
Yeah, something like that.
I got one. You got it.
He had to buy the name from the original band. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I got another one. This is the guy. A couple weeks ago, he left a voicemail and we couldn't hear a fucking thing. It was terrible. So we shut it off. So it's titled Shitty Audio. I left y'all a voicemail and didn't listen to it before sending it, and I was going to leave another one, but I listened to it the second time, and it sounds like complete ass. So my first episode I listened to was the one about the Area 51 raid. I've been keeping up with every episode since. I've listened to quite a few before that after I got interested in the podcast. That's about it. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Eric. You Xbox playing motherfucker. Assuming you play Xbox based on Lars's voicemail about Master Chief. PS4 is the way to go. I shouldn't even have read that out loud. Team Armand. I don't remember how to spell your name.
Read that out loud.
Fuck it or whatever.
That's all right, buddy.
PS4 is not the way
you're
to go.
You're on the team, brother.
It's about personal preference.
Yeah, I agree. You're talking opinion, pal, and it's the wrong opinion.
Agreed.
So,
hey, what are you talking
anyway, thanks
about?
For the thanks for the email and the attempt at a voicemail.
He's prescient.
Yeah, you're prescient.
Anyway, sentient.
We got one from Donna. I got to assume.
All right,
this is good old Donna.
Send us food, Donna.
Send us food, Donna.
Hey, guys. Donna here. Today's show barbecue. Was...
Ooh, good idea.
Just excellent.
Thank you.
It really was.
Thank you.
Which one? That actually, yesterday's?
Yeah, these are all after yesterday's show.
Really seeing you guys kind of let your guard down and let her...
It's kind of amazing. We got 4 voicemails after the show yesterday, and we haven't even released it as a podcast, so...
Oh, damn.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of get into your brains and spirit and
yeah,
whatnot.
That's for sure.
Dangerous place to get his Armand's brain.
It was
brain.
Great. I don't really have too much to say, but, you know, when she was saying that stuff about Armand, you could hear a different side of Armand.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well,
I don't think you were expecting
you,
what you got there, Armand.
No. Armand, for some reason. Yeah, I know. He's one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you.
But
one of her three favorites
say,
on the show.
How many favorites do you have?
2.
Just something there.
Fuck.
Well, I was very close to my grandmother, so when she said that, you know, I started thinking about her, and I was like, you know, whether she's here or not, that's you know, when you get memories of somebody that's been dead a while, and
it was.
It's been a while since I thought about her like that.
It was just nice to see you guys let your guard down a little bit. Well,
thank you.
So
definitely.
Oh, listen, I'm a real man.
I'm excited about merch, and Armand, ask Eric about the conversation we had the other day.
What about
so,
what
we'll
conversation?
We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, Donna. Bye. What conversation is she talking about?
I'm trying to decide. She's on Snapchat. She made chili, but there was something about you and I can't remember.
I fucking love chili.
We did call talk back about and tell you. Me what happened.
We did talk about you though, but I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Where can we get chili for lunch?
Chili con carne. I have to go get a fucking tire.
I like chili mac.
Oh, that's gross.
Chili mac's not bad. You don't get it at Steak and Shake though. You get it at Bojack's down there in Wood River.
I don't know.
No.
What's wrong with chili, man? You like chili, but you don't like spaghetti?
I do.
And you like chili?
Yeah, well, just because you like 2 things separately, don't mean you like them put together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. Peanut butter and onions.
Yeah, there you go. What movie was that? Little Monsters?
Does everything
Real Monsters. Not Little Monsters.
I don't know.
Fred Savage ate peanut butter and onion.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what did Elvis like? Peanut butter and bananas?
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't one of them.
Come on, man. That's just not cool, man. Come on, I never tasted a dick in my life, man. How's my Elvis?
Not bad.
Thank you.
Better than his English accent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bullshit, mate. That's hogwash.
Some bitch takes from that's, goddamn
that's
life.
Not bad.
We got
that's
more voicemails.
My Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I got 2 more voicemails.
All right, I got work to do.
Hey, Elvis.
All right, here we go. This is the Rattlesnake.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin calling in.
What's up?
He calls in all the time.
He's great.
Podcast saying. I want to hear another podcast about the Giants, about the Nephilim.
About what?
The Smithsonian covering it up.
About Giants, about the Nephilim.
Steve Austin, that's one of my favorite subjects. I'm so glad you won it.
How come you haven't done a show on it, then?
We have.
Oh, do another one. Let's pull out the old outline and review it.
And he says the Smithsonian's covering this up?
Of course they are.
That's the thesis?
That is it.
And Armand, keep your damn mouth shut.
Okay. All right.
That's good
Sorry.
Advice.
Sorry, Stone Cold.
What? That's what I thought, boy.
I'm agreeing with you.
You know, you didn't watch a lot of wrestling. Stone Cold used to do this thing where you'd say, what? Or the crowd would say,
oh,
what?
Oh, my God.
All right. I like amateur wrestling.
Before I go any further, toss me a damn beer. Give me a beer.
I would. I'd toss it real hard.
Now. I need this podcast done lickety-split before I have to come down there, start dropping.
This actually isn't a horrible
It's not a bad one, no.
No.
Dropping Stone Cold Stunners and drop you on that stack of dimes you call a neck. Now, if you want to hit Stone Cold, call into the voicemail system again. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad of a Stone Cold there.
Pretty funny.
All right, I got one more voicemail. This is from someone called Many Hand. I don't know where this
oh
is going to go.
Oh, my God.
I am a little scared.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Rennie. I'm going to give my real name to you.
Rennie. Yeah. I think you said it was Rennie.
Come what's on. Up, Rennie?
I'm not going to give my real name just yet. I've been listening to y'all since the beginning of this summer. And
not the same,
Rennie.
Yeah. I've become a really good fan. A big fan or fuck, I don't know.
It's thank you.
First.
Appreciate it.
First, I really don't know what to fucking say. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Fuck Eric, Team Armand.
Team Armand.
I think I got them all today.
Okay. I think I had one or two. I don't think Eric had any Team Eric.
No, I had him in voicemail. Everybody I had two teams in voicemail.
Wow.
They do that because they know I read the voicemail. So they.
I think he said his name is Rennie. It's not our normal Rennie. But thanks for the voicemail, dude.
Yeah, brilliant. You're brilliant.
Yeah, try a...
Very good taste.
Just a little advice. Next time, try a different microphone.
I think it was just perfect.
Oh, well, I can barely understand him. But thank you any which way. Oh, that's all I got for voicemail. What do you got on the email, Eric? You said you had one more?
No, I read it already. Oh, wait, did I? No, wait.
Let me look here.
That guy was right.
Yeah, I did. Shitty audio. I read
it. We are rejects. That guy was right. Never get it right.
Yeah, that's true. We are a couple fucking three of a kind rejects here.
The devil's rejects. Well, Sid Haig died, huh?
Yeah, that's a bummer. We talked about that.
Armenian guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that, actually.
Oh, she said about... Oh, yeah, she's going to peg you.
Who's going to peg you?
Donna is with a girthy member.
Can a woman peg a guy? I thought I got...
She said she's going to...
Strap on.
And she donated $5. Holy shit. Thank you, Donna.
Okay, you can peg then. For
$5? That's all it
costs? Sure, go ahead.
$5, huh? I got $5.
You're thinking you want to try it, don't you?
For $5?
You have
can I take pictures?
Oh, listen, look at LGBT over here.
We're definitely taking pictures if he gets pegged.
I want to wear one of those horse heads.
I'll go $5 on it. We'll go $10. We'll get the extra, whatever the extra treatment is.
Fucking Eiffel Tower him.
No, we're not pegging him.
Oh.
Get lost. I was going to get $150 to get high. So what do you think? I'm going to peg for $5?
Wait, what did he say?
No, he turned down $150.
Yeah, he's going to give me $150 to get high.
Let's make
it the same deal apply. Why don't you give me the same fucking deals you give everyone else? I want the roaches. Yeah, I want the
I'm only paying him because he's not into it.
Yeah, I don't.
Listen,
yeah.
One dab.
I'm a virgin.
One dab for $100.
What's a dab?
It's one hit of marijuana.
I'm still stoned.
Shut up. We're gonna make this hard on him.
I'd be useless, man.
You're already useless. What do we care? True. Maybe it'll change your fucking creative process.
When does it become legal? January 1st.
January 1st. Yeah.
Well, then we'll talk about it.
So you have a problem because it's illegal.
Yeah.
You pussy.
I got a medical license. I don't want to take it away.
Light Peach says he's got 20 on the pegging, but PayPal only.
PayPal pegging.
You can send that to Mark.
No, PayPal pegging.
With people wanting to see me get pegged.
I don't know, but I'm starting to get on that side.
Even Tonga probably thinks might be funny.
Yeah, we're gonna need to ask her about pegging. Maybe she can peg you.
Oh, there it is.
Video it. Yeah, we'll blur out the necessary bits and throw it on YouTube.
Well, we have to get the face shot up. Like the
that first plop through.
Yeah, right. What the fuck? You know that one.
We had an interest. I don't want to talk.
This
about
is fucked
oh
up.
My word.
She all right, guys.
You this remember what happened
that's gotta
last
be
time?
It. That's got to be okay. It.
And we started actually thinking about the logistics of pegging Armand.
Oh,
I was
going
to tell him the peanut story.
No.
Peach, I don't want to see it. I just supported happening. I wish I could still be there.
Oh man, we got some funny people out
yes,
there.
Yes,
we are lucky, oh, aren't we? God, bunch of funny people.
Uh huh.
Make that a Patreon. The Tong and I can Eiffel Tower him.
Who said that?
Donna.
Oh, people go, yeah, our Patreon would be fucking humongous if that was the
case.
It's
the $50 tier. You get to stand in line to peg Armand every third Saturday.
It's not a long line.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah,
you
don't
have to wait very long.
No kidding.
This is borderline prostitution at this point.
Let's truncate this. Let's abbreviate this episode.
That's just notes of mine. That's like
abbreviate my ass. This is a long one for an after show.
Yeah, it was. All right,
guys. Thanks everybody for showing up.
Thanks, everybody.
Again, I'm going to post today about the store, give you guys links to the store. You'll be able to buy stuff right on our Facebook page. You'll also be able to get a link from our website. Again, just keep an eye out on the group, and you'll see that coming up. And Armand is out of here, so we're free to keep going.
Yeah, too much pegging for Armand.
No, all right. We're out, guys. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for joining us, and that is all.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter
and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.